If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one.
Really whipped the other one.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
The back part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, calf. The back part of his legs is calf.
Well, the people around here ever say he got down on his haunches or his honkers or something like that?
Haunches. I mean, so.
You mean he squatted down?
Mm-hmm. When he squatted down. No?
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's really stingy. Okay. And yeah, some of them stingy.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
peculiar.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Slouchy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're fine.
Now, could you use that word if you were talking about a man or a woman? I mean, would it matter?
Yeah, when they don't have the clothes on them
uh-huh.
neatly, you hear them say, you go so slouchy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say, she's really...
She's got on her trunk. That's what you call it.
Good. Well, now, what about a man? If you were talking about him, you say, he's got on his best clothes.
Yeah, well, he's got on his suitcase. That's his name.
Okay. What word do you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he sure is what for his age?
Sure is spry for his age. And some of them are. You know, I guess it's spry. I like to see old people. You know, just hold up.
Uh-huh.
Old lady in the hospital, 87 years old.
Great.
Last week down there. And there's another white lady in there in the same room. And, well, this lady had a bunch of boys and girls. They were all grown. She was old, too. And so when them boys and girls came in there to see the mother, this old lady, she just got to talking with them, you know. They was from Summertown, I believe a summit.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to talking with her, and she got to talking it down. And when they bring their mother coffee and food and stuff, they go to the bed and give her bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she talked them so and told them, when y'all go, I'm going to try my best to go home with you. They just fell in love.
Uh-huh.
She was so, you know, she was just so spry and all, you know, just hold up well to be her age.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So they told her, she was, last week when their mother got out, they came with, they're very nice, and all four of them were just the same size and height.
Okay,
mm-hmm. And it was fine, too.
Uh-huh. What do you call somebody who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition?
Lazy trifle.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper. I change his name. I call him Hoppergrass.
A Hoppergrass?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good name, fine. Why shouldn't it be a Hoppergrass?